Hallelujah. That is a what you call present truth message. If you don't know that the earth is in turmoil today, it means you are not reading the news. If there was ever a time that this is a, it's called present truth. It's a truth that is presently applicable. If there was ever a time your soul needs an anchor, it is now. Because as we speak now, the nations are being shaken. The seas are roaring, which is symbolic of the peoples of the earth, as he showed from Revelation chapter 17 in verse 15. You know, even those of us who by the mercy of God know these truths, even we are feeling it. I just going to summarize, you know, what Pastor Quake has said as he was ministering. I was just writing a few notes, highlights, I can call it, as the Holy Spirit was giving it to me. There are three major things. He told us what this anchor of the soul is. It is a revelation, very simple. It is a working revelation, a dynamic. It's something that is a revelation that is constantly fresh in your mind. Of the perfection and the fullness of Christ, with the assurance of God's promise and God's oath. It was God who promised it. He promised it to Abraham and to Abraham's seed. And like Pastor Boyega, by the help of the Holy Spirit, clearly brought out, so that there is no ambiguity in it at all. The seed is Jesus. But not Jesus alone. He said, and if you be Christ's, then are you Abraham's seed and heirs, according to the promise. In other words, the direct beneficiaries of this promise are you and I. Any Christian in Christ is a direct heir. In other words, the promise is your inheritance. Very, very clearly. And that highlight is very, very important for us to grasp. The promise is the perfection and the fullness of Christ. The beneficiaries are all the seed of Christ. Who will believe the promise? Then the second thing he brought out, or you know, the second highlight, let me use that expression, that I brought is that all the nations of the earth are to be blessed through that seed. And he clearly, you know, the Holy Spirit, through Pastor Greg, showed us that, you know, what does it mean to bless the nations of the earth? What really, let's put it in today's context. We are living in the earth now in the year of our Lord, 2016, with the Bible also calls the third day, the third millennium from the birth of Christ, the third 1,000 year period. The earth, what are the nations of the earth suffering right now? What will be a blessing to the nations of the earth now? They are suffering from fear. They are suffering from the perilous times, the gross darkness. Men's hearts are failing them for fear of the things that are coming on the earth. So what will be the blessing? What would be the blessing for the nations? What will make that fear go away? What will make the earth, what will make this shaking stop? What will bless the earth? That's exactly what the scriptures tell us. And Pastor Brega, he mentioned Deuteronomy chapter 28. He said, you will lend unto nations and you will not borrow. The manifestation of the perfect church, a Zion church that is financially strong, using what I was talking about on Sunday, you know, the ability of the mind of Christ and the wisdom and the power of God, we certainly bless the nations and stabilize the nations. And as he was speaking, he didn't mention it, but this scripture came to me and I want to share it with us. Isaiah 25. This is the blessing. This is going to bless all the nations of the earth. Isaiah 25, verse 6, talking about the Feast of Fat Things. That's what is going to bless the nations. But let's read it so that you can get it. And in this mountain, I don't hear you. Turn to your neighbor and say, which mountain? Oh, ask them, which mountain? Oh, tell them Mount Zion, the perfect church. You're not just saying it's not a physical mountain. It's a church. In this mountain, he says, you are come unto Mount Zion, unto the city of the living God, unto the spirits of just men made perfect. In this mountain. Hello? In this. We're talking about fulfilling the promise of Abraham that we shall be a blessing to all nations. Not some, all. How is it going to happen? In this mountain shall the Lord of hosts make unto what? All people. This is the blessings to all the nations. A feast of fat things. A feast of wines on the lees, of fat things full of marrow, of wines on the lees well refined. This symbolically speaks of the wisdom of God, revelation knowledge. The church is going to be a channel through which the knowledge and the wisdom of God will flow to the ends of the earth. And when they get that wisdom, they will become stable. The things that were worrying them before will disappear. Are you listening to me? This is going to be the blessing unto all nations. Why? Something is going to happen. Next verse. He will swallow up death in victory. The Lord shall wipe away the tears from all faces. The rebuke of his people shall he take away from all the earth, for the Lord has spoken it. Verse 9. And it shall be said. This is what is going to bless the nations. And it shall be said in that day. Don't you never say that day is this day? It's not when Jesus is coming, so it's now. Now he's going to bring Jesus. The physical return of Christ. This is all pre-millennial. You see, traditionally the church has always pushed all of this thing, you know, to the millennial realm. But listen, folks, if this doesn't happen, the millennial can't come. Are you listening to me? In fact, the scriptures are very clear. If you look at the, at the context, there's no, but in the millennium, the devil is going to be locked up. There's not going to be any darkness in the millennium. This is pre-millennium. This is the very thing that will bring the millennium. What did you do? Who backslid just here? Hello, somebody. Please give me back Isaiah. You can't. Everyone, open your Bible. People don't bring their Bibles to church anymore. Isaiah 25. Uh-huh. No matter what the devil does, we're going to see this scripture. And it shall be said in that day. You see, that's why we call it present truth. This is what is happening now. It was prophesied thousands of years ago, but the time of the fulfillment is now. And it shall be said, lo, this is our God. We have what? The whole earth is, listen to this, is waiting for the manifestation of the sons of God, so that the sons of God can bring the blessing of Abraham to the whole earth. What did he say? He said, in thee shall all the nations of the earth be blessed. So the nations of the world are waiting for their blessing in Abraham through his sons. You've got to link it all together. They just said, this is our God. That's why they say, God is in thee. Now, we are not God, but we are like God. Are you listening to me? Jesus said, you are gods. So they will say, this is our God. We have waited for him. And he will save us. Save us from what? The perilous times. He was going to save us from the gross darkness. He's going to save us from all these terrible things that are making our hearts fear. He will save us. We have waited for him, and we will be glad and rejoice in his salvation. Verse 10, very important. This, you see, that is what we are doing now. Hallelujah. For in this mountain, the same mountain, shall the hand of the Lord rest. Moab shall be trodden down under him, and even as a straw. Now, go back, I think it's verse 5, where it talks about he's going to remove the veil. The covering goes back
I think it's verse 5, before that verse 6. Oh, 7, thank you. I almost missed it. And he will destroy. This is how the blessing is going to come. This is how we're going to bless the nations. And he will destroy. Again, look at, he said this mountain 3 times. He's talking about the church. Mount Zion, the perfect church. And in this, he will destroy.
Oh, I didn't hear you, folks.
Where?
He's not going to do it in another place. So it's inside this mountain. Because only this mountain has the rod of strength to do it. The Bible says, out of Zion shall come the rod of strength, rule in the midst of thy enemies. Only the perfect church is going to have that kind, the power of the Spirit without measure.
In this mountain, he will destroy the face of the covering cast over all people.
For those of us who know a little bit about the Bible and have a little light, we can see that the world is, they are blind. What would make a whole UK?
Oh, they warned them. David Cameron bleached his face blue. They told them all the implications. They couldn't see it. Now they are regretting.
That's why we have to keep praying. Now I'm going to give you a message on Sunday. Praise the Lord. That's why we're going to continue to pray. This Brexit, God is going to walk around it.
In one day, billions were lost. Overnight. People's fortunes. You know, people, they put their confidence in their stocks. So, for example, I'm going to go and buy stocks in, Microsoft, that kind of thing. Then I know
when we say somebody is a billionaire, it's because they have a value of their stocks. So if I own stocks on the New York Stock Exchange, say I own stocks in Apple, and I own stocks in Microsoft, and those stocks are valued at, say, $500 per stock, and I have thousands or millions of stocks, I'm a billionaire. Then suddenly they tell me that the price of my stock is no longer $500, it's now $10. That's what happened. That's why Bill Gates lost $3 billion overnight. The value of their stock. So people who have a lot and have something to still fall back on, okay. I mean, they've lost a lot. There are some people, their whole thing has completely wiped out. Overnight, you go from 100 million value to nothing. Why won't men's hearts fail them? That is why you should not put your trust in that. When riches increase, set not your heart upon them. They can disappear overnight. But what can never disappear is the anchor of your soul. Hallelujah. Let me give you good news. Even if that one disappears, because you have the mind of Christ, you will make another 100 million. Because your source is not the physical. Your source is from within. Hallelujah. That's why we need to make sure that it is the prosperity of our soul that we really value. And the one that we really have. Because if the physical ones disappear, we can always create new wealth. See, our wealth is not transferred, it's created. Are you listening to me? Let's go back to Isaiah. I'm not done yet. Not by chinny chin chin. Isaiah 25. Ha! He would destroy. That's the job of the sons of God. The seed of Abraham. The heirs, watch it. The heirs according to the promise. These are the people that are fulfilling. Say, in thy seed shall all the nations of the earth be blessed. It is this seed that is going to destroy the face of the covering cast over all peoples. And I like this. And the veil that is spread over all nations. Hence, in them shall all the nations of the earth be blessed. Then shall come to pass that which is written. He says, in the end time, Isaiah 2,
the mountain, this same mountain again. Give it Isaiah 2. See how the whole thing is interconnected. That's how you know it's truth. You see, we're not preaching letter here, we're preaching spirit. All the whole thing is inter, and it shall come to pass in the last days. Turn to your neighbor and say, you don't have to be a prophet to know you are in the last days. Hallelujah. If you don't know you are in the last days now, you know, don't put all the, the other day when we were looking at everything that was happening, my wife just said, honey, this is end time. You can see everything just exactly the way Jesus said it would be. You know, you can't travel now if you don't have God. Which airport is safe? Hey, that's Istanbul. It can happen anywhere. The only thing that's stopping it from happening is people of God who know how to pray, so that when they are thinking of this, God will put another thought into their heart and let them catch them or they make a mistake. The real protection now is spiritual. There is no protection in the natural. No matter how much FBI, CIA you have, do you understand? If you have people inside the system who want to do evil, they will still do it. How did those guys penetrate the Istanbul airport? There are guys who work there. How could they? They have metal barrier. So they are always checking everybody to make sure that you can't carry a bomb or a gun. But they did. The most difficult person to fight is a man who wants to die. You will kill him all, but he will also kill the people he wants to kill. So when they found out that they had a thing and they tried to stop them, they shot them, but they detonated the thing. So all the people within a circumference of where they were killed. Imagine you're in the airport, you're passing through security, and you're right behind one of them. And the guy goes, I'm going to Pastor Ibrahim, God forbid, in Jesus' name. But except you repent. That's what Jesus said. You know when that thing happened, and I said, do you think these guys were worse sinners than all the people in Jerusalem? I'm serious. Just said, you think that those people who died, you think they were worse sinners than all the other people? He said, except you can repent. These are days where you have to walk like a barefooted priest. You have to be sensitive to spirit. That's why you need to pray every day. I said something on Sunday, and I said in Yoruba, Keomadira. Put on the whole armor. That's what it means. You don't ever leave the house without your armor. Every morning. Now you're beginning to understand what Pastor Lubin is shouting about prayer. I mean, you're doing yourself a favor. It is when you cleaned your heart with the blood, you've loaded with life, you've put on the armor of God, then you can go out with confidence. Before something happens, the Holy Ghost will nudge you. If something is going to happen there, He won't let you go there, you'll go in another way. Only with your eyes will you see the reward of the wicked. 1,000 may fall at your right hand, and 10,000 at your left, but it will not come nigh thee. But only if you dwell in the secret place of the Most High, and you abide under the shadow of the Almighty, and you set your love upon God. All these things we are preaching, you can now see how they come to the fore. How important it is. It's not those reading things, it's not the letter. Not there for playing around, though. Pray properly before you leave the house. I'm not afraid of traveling because I know that the day I go, and my confidence is not in British Airways, it's not in American Airlines, it's not in Lufthansa or whoever, it's in God. The other day, Pastor Laolu and myself and Pastor Andrew and Brother Dalton went to Paris. We actually went to Geneva for a conference, but we went through Paris. And I said, guys, don't worry, nothing's going to happen so long as I'm here. I don't worry. The day I travel, the terrorists will not operate. But it's not just mouth, though. It's spiritual forces. You release it. They're always wanting to operate. My wife was supposed to go to Paris when that attack happened, the one of the nightclub. She hadn't used her Schengen visa. She was in America with Dara looking after Zoe Asta. Honey, you quickly need to go to Paris and come back so that you can just quickly use that visa and all of that. So we tried getting a flight. It would have fallen at that time. The flight just kept not getting through. And because we're praying people and we're sensing, my wife just said, honey, could I follow on faking law? She would have been in Paris. And we have a guy, we have a French guy, he's a chauffeur, we pay him, he's a nice guy, he would just come and pick her. Then in the evenings, do you understand, we usually just take us around just to drive. We would have just been moving around. There was a shoot, they were shooting as they were going by. Pray. If you have money and you don't pray, your money can kill you. That's why God prospers you as your soul prospers. We could afford it. She could go. And she was going to go alone. I wasn't going to go because I was here in Nigeria. Because she was looking after Zoe Asta. So she said, I'll just quickly go. I'll just spend like 2 days. And then I'll go back to San Francisco. And then to back to Dar. And then I'll now finally come back to Nigeria after Thanksgiving. Hallelujah. You see, this is not theory. It is they that know their God that will be strong and do exploits. I got to close. Isaiah 2. And it shall come to pass in the last days that the mountain of the Lord's house shall be where? Established where? This is the pinnacle of world authority. It's the highest place on the earth. It is from here all other nations and governments are under the influence of this authority. For Jesus appeared to them and says, all power is given unto me in heaven and earth. Then he gave it to his disciples. If ye be Christ, then are you Abraham's seed and heirs according. He says, and heirs according to the promise. Promise of what? That he will inherit the world. These guys who are in Zion there, on top of all mountains, they have inherited the world. The animals wasn't going to buy everybody's land. It just means to be in control. The churches shall be established. I didn't hear you. In the top of the mountains, and shall be what? Exalted above all. I didn't hear you. Above the hills and all nations. I didn't hear you. Shall do what? Flow into it. Watch this. Next verse. And many people shall go and say, this is just in front of us now. She wants the glory comes into the spiritual man begins to manifest. This is what's going to happen. And many people shall go and say, come ye, let us go to the mountain of the Lord, to the house. People will be telling each other, let's go to church. It's not this only religion. People will be telling each other, let us go to the house of the God of Jacob. For I'm going to say this in a funny way. And let us go to the house of the God of Jacob. And he will do miracles for us. Now, miracles are going to be there. Don't misunderstand me. And he will teach us. I didn't hear you. Of his ways. And we shall walk in his paths. For out of Zion, confirmation that the mountain is Zion, shall go forth the law and the word of the Lord for Jerusalem. It is when they come to Zion that they will get partake of that feast. When they partake of that feast, their eyes will open. The veil over the nations will be removed, and all the nations of the earth shall be blessed in us. Christ in you, the hope of glory. Stand to your feet. Hallelujah. Stand to your feet. Let's talk to God tonight. You need an anchor for your soul. Oh, there was one other thing Pastor Kwega said. I linked it up, you know. I have to say this. Stand to your feet, stand to your feet. But I'm still talking just before we start praying. It is those who have the anchor in the soul that can link up to the covering and overcome the storm. You see, Peter and the guys in the boat. Paul was their covering in the other boat. Jesus was a covering in the other boat. The link, the thing that will, is when you have an anchor. The anchor, of course, is revelation knowledge. Is when you have the anchor in that, in your soul, the revelation of perfection of faith, and you are practicing those perfection principles. When you are facing a storm, you will know there is covering behind you. Then you will not start crying. Oh, are we going to bed? You just say, peace, be still. But when you say peace, be still, the power that's coming out of your mouth is not in your own power. It's your power plus the power of the covering. That was exactly what Jesus wanted Peter to do. So he said, why are you so fearful? He said, why? Where is your faith? You know why? The anchor wasn't there. So there was no link between them and the covering. So they had to wake Jesus up, and Jesus had to do it for them. But they could have done it even while Jesus was asleep, because the covering is spiritual power. It was already available. Once Jesus said, let us go to the other side, the power has already been released. All they had to do was to hook up with that power. If you don't get the anchor, if you don't get revelation in your soul, you will find it difficult to hook to the covering. I'm going to ask a question. We're praying. Do you really believe in covering? Or do you think that this is just something people are just trying to use to deceive you and to take your money from you? At least you can't even accuse us of that in this church. To the glory of God. Because our emphasis here is not money. We talk about money, we take offerings and all that, but you know that that's not our emphasis. Do you think we're talking about covering just to kind of bamboozle you, and you know, it's for your life. I didn't write the Bible. Pastor Boyka read it this evening. He says, and a man, I preached it many, many years ago, about over 20 years ago, when I first started preaching. Papa Ralph came to me after I preached it. I preached it here, I preached it in Jos. Papa Ralph said, OJ, all my years, I've never heard anybody teach about covering so clearly. And a man shall be as a hiding place from the storm. It's not the man, no, it's God through the man. He says, and when you are gathered together, and my spirit. I didn't write those scriptures. With the power of the Lord Jesus Christ. That's exactly what happened in that boat. They were gathered together with the power of the Lord Jesus Christ. Just was sleeping, but it's a spiritual thing. Just had already released the power and said, let us go to the other side. All they had to do was hook up to it and rebuke the wind. But they, because there was no anchor, what does an anchor do? An anchor keeps you connected. The anchor was their link to the covering. And it's when you have your anchor and you are linked to the covering, you are guaranteed to get to the other side and fulfill your destiny. Now talk to God tonight. Talk to God. Firstly, make up your mind you're going to get your anchor. If you don't have it already. If you have it, you got to keep it. Pastor Wenger was talking about the rice armada. This was back in the early 80s when they were importing rice and all of that. You know you can have an anchor. But if you don't put the anchor inside the water, and the anchor does not hit the bottom of the ocean, you know, the shore, so that it hooks up with the rock or with the sand or whatever it is, that it now forms a link, so that when the tide's coming, you have tides, you know, coming in and going out. The boat begins to go like that. But when you have the anchor, it keeps it steady. It will move a little bit, but the anchor keeps it. Make sure your anchor is constantly out. That is why we pray this prayer in this way. Father, give me the spirit of wisdom and revelation, that the eyes of my understanding being further, not just in life, further. You know what? I just have the anchor once and keep the anchor constant. Because revelation knowledge is not something that we just have once. It is something you have to maintain. Look at John the Baptist. He had the anchor and lost it. He had the anchor. The Christ, the Son of the living God. Then, art thou he that cometh, or should we lose another? There was no link anymore. You got to keep your anchor. That's why the attitude of honesty, humility, all those things, prayer, the light of God, life, oh, so it's constant. So at any point in time, your anchor is in place. Whenever you're facing any storm and something, you know they have already said we will get to the other side. You speak the necessary word, you pray the necessary prayers, you will get there. Because you're hooked up, hallelujah, with the covering that God has designed and designated to supplement your faith and get you to the other side. Now talk to God tonight. Hallelujah. Talk to God tonight. Stop playing games, though. Stop playing games. Be very serious with your life and your Christianity. Don't leave your house in the morning without putting on the armor of God. Father, I confess, man, in Jesus' name I have life. I endure longer than patient. Those, especially those first three scriptures. I humble myself, under the mighty hand of God. Pray for the spirit of wisdom and revelation. I love God with all my heart. Put the armor on. Put life scriptures. Fill your heart with life. Pray in the spirit. Then go out. You're connected. Your anchor is in place. You're connected. So when the storms come, they will come. Pastor Gwega said, the challenges will come. But you won't be full of fear. You already have the tools that are necessary to overcome it. You speak the word, you think the word, you act the word, and you'll overcome it. Talk to God. We're living in perilous times, but we don't have to worry. The lazy man says, there's a lion without, I shall be slain. You will not be slain. But don't be lazy spiritually. Is a lazy man spiritually? Hey, there's a lion, there's perilous times, I will be slain. You will not be slain. You will live and you will not die. But don't be lazy spiritually. Talk to God. Lord, I come to you. Let my heart be changed. Renewed. Flowing. Flowing from the grave that I found in you. What a great truth. Hallelujah. This is what's going to save us. This is the anchor. Lord,
the weaknesses
I see in me will be stripped away. Let's start again. Lord, I come to you. Start again.
Lord, I come to you.
I come to you. Let my heart be changed.
Power of your love, hold me close.
Wisdom and instructions that go, and it's something you have to keep current in your mind. The light in your mind is not something, it's dynamic. You have to do it on a daily basis, and that is why we've taught you those first three love prayers daily, minimum 50 minutes. At least put on something before you go out, however busy you are. Never leave the house without light in your mind. Never leave the house without the armor of God, the armor of love. Never. So no matter how crazy that day is, at least get up, clean with the blood. Jesus' name I have life. Pray those life scriptures, those prayer, love prayers. Pray in the spirit a little bit. Even if you can't do every other thing. And then as you are having your bath and as you are changing, as you are in the car, you're praying in tongues. Asking for life, praying in tongues, so you know that at least you're going, you know you're under covering. Even if you've done everything, you know that you have enough to link. What I'm saying is very, this message Pastor Boyega brought is a present truth, cutting edge prophetic message, because we are living in shaking times. As he was preaching and as he was ministering, he said the boat was inside the boat. Spirit without measure was inside the boat, but the boat felt the waves. In fact, water was entering the boat. It was as if the boat was going to sink. And when I began to think about what we're going through right now, sometimes you think you're going to sink, but we will not sink. The word has already been given. The word promised with an oath for confirmation that in thee shall all the nations of the earth be blessed. I'm going to get to that other side. We are going to get to that other side. In you, in me, we are going to be channels through which the nations of the earth will be blessed. We will be channels through which we will remove the darkness that is covering the earth. There will be hundreds, thousands, millions of people. Not everybody, sadly, regrettably, but a great significant number of people in the earth. We come to Mount Zion. Hallelujah. And their eyes will be opened. Now, let me say one last thing just before we pray. Very, very important. If you look at the sequence of events in the book of Matthew, the chapter on the tribulation, you will see, particularly from verses 9 through 13, I call it tribulation of the church. That's what we are in now. It says, and you'll be hated of many nations, and they will try and kill some of you. We're going to have a little bit of a rough period. But watch, the end of it is that he that endureth unto the end shall be saved. They're going to make it to the other side, those who have the anchor in their soul. And then he went to say, and this gospel of the kingdom shall be preached unto all nations for a witness. Then the end, which is the rapture, the catching up of the man child, will come. So the Bible has shown us that there's going to be an initial time of roughness. We will get through it. Then there will be a time of peace. The same nations that he says, you shall be hated of all nations, those same nations will not allow us to preach the gospel to everybody. So it means that we're going to win a great victory. That's why we need this anchor now. You need the anchor now to take you through the difficult times that are immediately ahead of us. As the glory comes, there will also be simultaneously persecution, difficult times. The Bible even goes to say that they will even kill some of them. But that will not be your portion. That's why we have taken time, the Holy Spirit through us, not us, but the Holy Spirit working through us, has taken time to teach us about long life, to teach us about divine protection, to teach us about good health. Don't throw these things away. Go and review that message Pastor Ibrahim preached the other time, standing against premature death. And I have the weekly rhema out there. Go and check it again. Make sure you're covering all your bases. You're going to live, you will not die. I say you will live and you will not die. And you will fulfill the glory of God in the land of the living. You will live through these 10 times. Hallelujah. And you will fulfill your destiny. And in you shall all the nations of the earth be blessed. Now, put your hand up and let's pray. Now, talk to God. I've given you enough things for faith. Faith comes by hearing and hearing the word. Now, we're going to pray. Say, Father, I confess our sins. And so clean with the blood of Jesus. I didn't hear you. I said, I'm so clean with the blood of Jesus from all unrighteousness. In Jesus' name, we have life. Heavenly Father, I thank you for your word that has come to me tonight through your servant, telling me of the urgent need now to have an anchor for my soul. And that anchor is a present revelation of the perfection and the fullness of Christ, the principles, the wisdom, the understanding, the instructions of how to grow and inherit this perfection. Oh God, oh God, oh God, have mercy on me. Lord, have mercy on my mind, my will, my emotions. Shine your light afresh in your mind, that I will not only have this revelation, I will keep it. I will not only keep it, I will increase in it. The eyes of my understanding will be further enlightened on a daily basis, so that my anchor will be secure. And as my anchor is secure, I will be linked to the spiritual covering that you have given unto me, even in this time. So I will have access to the power of God in sufficient measure to overcome all the tempests, all the storms, all the challenges, all the difficulties between where we are now and the fullness of Christ, where we will be, where I will be a blessing to all the nations of the earth as the seed of Abraham through Jesus Christ, in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, safe talk.